The Dark Night of the Soul. In the process of freeing ourselves from material entanglements, we may experience a dark night of the soul, which is a period of serious testing. In order to fortify us for such difficult periods, esoteric teachings emphasize the need to be regulated and unaffected by happiness or distress. When we live a regulated life, as we have seen, we develop equipoise and learn to be undisturbed by circumstances. Then, when difficulties come, we are prepared. Surgeons, paramedics, and firefighters are carefully trained for emergencies. When a crisis arises, they know just what to do. A firefighter pulls on boots, slides down the pole, jumps on the truck, turns on the siren, and races off to the fire. A paramedic checks for vital signs and instigates life-saving measures. A surgeon cuts in the proper places and makes the necessary repairs. Because these people are prepared, they are not deterred by anger or the sight of blood. But if we are not trained, or if we are trained improperly, then in an emergency, our mind goes blank or panic sets in. We have no idea how to act. Just as the paramedic or firefighter must be trained to act properly in a material emergency, we must also be thoroughly prepared in spiritual life. We must learn ahead of time how to handle the crises that occur because of our desire for sense gratification. If we are well fortified in advance, then when these crises come, and come they will, we will immediately do what is necessary to remain steady and unaffected. In Sanskrit, there is a principle called akinchana, meaning that the Lord intervenes in our life to take everything away. Although we may not understand his reasons at the time, the Lord is actually clearing the path for something greater. We cannot receive his gifts unless we first stop clinging to what we already have. We often need a divine push to let go. When this push comes, we may cry out in anguish, "Oh my God, I have nothing." But we must remember at these times that everything happens for a purpose. If God does not remove our old attachments, he may find our hands too full to receive the blessings he wishes to bestow. In the streets of our cities, we may notice homeless men or women who have almost nothing, but who cling ferociously to the few useless objects they have managed to acquire. These simple possessions are vital for these people, who can become vicious if anyone tries to take them away. Although this behavior may seem absurd, most of us act in just the same way. We are so deeply attached to useless junk that we leave no space for anything of greater value. Some of us must lose everything before we are open to receiving higher blessings. The dark night of the soul is that period during which everything seems to go wrong, even though we have been trying to live a spiritual life. In such circumstances, we may be tempted to think, "Even God does not love me. I'm chanting, I'm praying, I'm meditating, I'm fasting, I'm vegetarian, I'm kind to people. I read the scriptures, I respect the saints, I have a spiritual teacher. I'm doing everything I know how to do, but still, the Lord doesn't love me." But if we remain equipoised, this is the point at which our consciousness can genuinely mature. We are no longer seeking material results from our spiritual behavior, because all material rewards have been taken away. If we persevere in our spiritual life, despite these difficulties, we are learning to love and serve God no matter what.